What it do, On Deckers? It's your man Animal Brown checking in. Action-packed episode of the On Deck TV hip-hop podcast is upon us. With all these boycotts going around, people taking one knee, some people taking two knees. I don't know what's up with that. We figured we'd take a dive into the hip-hop history and look at some of the biggest rap boycotts. Also, this episode is brought to you by Realville Media Group. Do us a favor. Go to the website, realvillemedia.com.
What's the Realville Media Group? Full Sport Press, Fresh for Dummies, Ladies Room Podcast, and the one that you're listening to right now, the On Deck TV Podcast. So look, this is what they're talking about this week. Full Sport Press, top seven centers in the NBA. NBA about to get started. Think we can get a breakdown there. Ladies Room Podcast, they're going over feminism. I can't pronounce it right, but they'll let you know everything that has to do with that. And Balling on the Budget, Fresh for Dummies, J Hove, Animal Brown. Y'all check that out as well. Let's get into the podcast, though.
Hey, what it do with the business is?
It's another week in the books. You know, it's the On Deck TV Podcast. I am Spike Lou.
Man, it's your man Animal Brown, a.k.a. the Husky Vegan, a.k.a. Veggie Gibbs.
Man, you've been waiting to use that Veggie Gibbs for 7 days.
Shout out to Real Tevin. He left a comment.
You wrote his name down in your notes. And
absolutely, because I ain't want to fuck it up.
Shout out to him.
Left a comment on iTunes. Thanks for all the comments, obviously.
Yeah,
but
man, it's
hilarious, though.
It's so easy to leave a comment now. It ain't no excuse why we shouldn't be in like the hundreds and 200s.
Like 900.
Yeah, we ought to have 900 comments. We ought to.
Tomorrow.
You ought to feel guilty if you listen to this show every week and you ain't left a comment. You should feel guilty.
We're going
to steal from FSP and we're going to tell you to tell a friend to tell a friend.
Absolutely. Now, but shout out to that. He wrote Veggie Gibbs in the comment. That was brilliant. I'm using that for the rest of the year and you're hot.
Yeah, I'm hot.
Good looking, bro.
Super annoyed with listening to that shit.
What you have on deck for the weekend?
Slow motion Billy Ocean, man. Like I told you last week and like I'm going to tell you for the next 16 weeks, it's NFL football in and throughout for me. That's what I do on the weekends. I don't want to hear nothing. I don't want to talk to nobody. My Cowboys won yesterday. Shout out Monday Night Football. Shout out Dak. He done his thing. And shout out my guy Jerry for taking the knee. We doing stuff out here.
More on that later, of course.
what you have up for the boycotts?
What did I do?
Shit going on?
Nah. I ain't hit the movies or nothing like that this weekend. I'm going to hold up. I'm going to wait on that for this weekend. But
on the new nerd Netflix shows?
Hell nah. I was chilling this weekend. I really didn't do shit.
People going to see the pictures and shit. They going to be like, y'all lying.
Yeah, I know. We didn't do nothing, though.
All right. We going to leave that.
I'm just sipping my tea.
Just going to let that float.
Minding my business.
All right. So we moving on then. What you got up?
Absolutely. All
What's
right,
the
man.
First thing that we getting into for this week?
It's got to be
breaking
Dolph.
News.
Yeah,
I think we're the first ones in this lane to be able to talk about this. Dolph got shot,
man, multiple times in L.A.
as predicted on this podcast by me. I promise you.
You got to pull that up.
Go find it.
No, you got to tell me where.
Y'all
it's
go
at.
Find the footage. I promise you. I said, dude, gonna get shot again.
Yeah,
not shot at. He gonna get shot. Let me ask you this.
Yep.
Should I feel like? When people be like, oh, prayers for Dolph and this and that. Like, Dolph brought this on himself. Am I wrong or right?
How?
Who
brings being shot on themselves? Other than you robbed a plug or something.
Have you listened to the song, Don't Play With Me, Play With Your Bitch?
Absolutely. So you're alluding
those
that this is in reference
that,
to
that's
God.
Grounds to shoot a nigga. Now, I ain't saying that yo Gotti had nothing to do with it or anything
clearly
like that.
Are.
I'm just saying that that's grounds to shoot somebody.
I'm going to say this. Shout out to the homie Derb. I was talking to him about this earlier. What it seems like is that the hit has been paid and this won't stop until it's been fulfilled.
I don't think it's no hit on
Dolph's
life.
Because this, 100 shots in Charlotte, that's a hit on your life, sir.
That was fake.
Now it was fake. What about this? Is this fake?
This ain't fake.
Ah, okay.
This was real.
Okay.
This was Black Youngstone trial for shooting them 100 shots in Charlotte. This is, you continue to play with me, you continue to be a thorn in my side. That's what this is.
A thorn in whose side?
I don't know.
See, that's what. No, I
don't
can't.
Know.
I can't. That doesn't work.
What do you mean that doesn't
Dolph,
work?
We haven't heard a song from Dolph since that record. Like, that shit is old now, dog. Nobody thinking about Dolph versus Gotti right now. It's fall, dude. We've been off at niggas since February.
I'm going to tell you who ain't thinking about it. That's Gotti. So we ain't got to put his name into it at all.
That's my point. You the one said that. I didn't say anything. Have you heard him play with your bitch?
If you go back and listen to the podcast in which we've talked about this before, I said the people who are associated with both of these dudes.
Gotcha.
It ain't going to be no, I'm your guy to you Young Dolph and this some industry. It's not going to be that.
But it stems they not from
Hollywood where Dolph got shot at. They from Memphis. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's bigger than anything that we ever gonna know if we ain't directly tied into what they got going on. With that being said, there's no way that I could feel sorry for Dolph if he knows that. Like, why are you continuously trying to, like, poke the bear?
Pouring gas on the fire for sure. He did a whole tape.
So don't
do
it. Don't expect me to be like, prayers for Young Dolph for getting shot. No. You didn't care, so why should I?
Nah, he made a whole tape called Bulletproof, and all 10 tracks, if you remember, were in sentence format, basically taunting whoever
tried
shot them 100 shots in Charlotte. So it's rough. I get shot at 100 times. I don't know if that's the time to be cocky or humble. I'm probably going to lean a little bit toward humble. I don't know. It worked for 50 Cent.
I can tell you this.
50 Cent got shot 9 times and turned to the max.
It's the time to shut the fuck up.
Not if 50 is behind it. 50 didn't do that. He turned up and boosted his career and took off.
Allegedly.
I mean, hey. Allegedly. He got shot too. It's in his face. You can see the bullets in his face.
No, I ain't saying that he didn't get shot, but it was a commercial turn up. This is, like, to me, this is different from 50. This is different from all the other stuff that's going on. These two dudes are from the same town, a small town in the South, where you got to run up on me like you ain't finna be talking this cowboy, macho man stuff, and we from the same city. It doesn't happen like it down here. Mm-hmm. It can be like studio or wherever it may from everywhere else, but it just don't happen like that down here. So the repercussions that Dolph is getting, like, didn't we expect this?
I mean, it's not shocking, unfortunately. Exactly. You don't want to see nobody shot, obviously.
I'm not saying I want to see him shot. Exactly. I ain't saying I want to see him shot. I ain't saying that at all, but you asking for it, right?
He was pouring it on. I ain't gonna lie. He was on Breakfast Club and all over here and there.
Not even
and
Breakfast like this.
Like, dog. Like,
go. What's the name of this song? Play with me, play with your bitch.
Play with your bitch is the name of the song.
Yeah, go listen to that.
That shit went hard, though. I'm not gonna lie.
I ain't saying the song ain't banging, but tell me if that was about you, you wouldn't shoot him. Tell me that. Anybody to listen to it, and I ain't even asking you the question. You ain't got to answer it. Anybody that's listening to this, y'all tell me y'all wouldn't shoot him behind that.
Get well, Dolph. Fuck that, man. I don't want to see nobody taken out. I like Dolph.
They ain't life-threatening injuries.
It ain't life-threatening. 3 days from now.
Nah, they said it ain't life-threatening. He gonna be all right.
All right, cool.
They were just trying to scan.
all right. Next up, man, Dame Dash, your boy.
Tough.
This your man. A bunch of Dame Dash items popped up on eBay. Couple plaques. Hella shoes.
Let me reposition myself to defend this.
Some OG Rockefeller merch. Popped up on eBay via the seller Shoezeum. Now, Dame did come out and say he's not behind it. Number one, do you believe him, or does this smell like a fire sale to you?
I don't know what he means when he says he's not behind it. Does that mean that, hey, I didn't tell this guy to sell this stuff?
Yeah, apparently all this shit was in a storage.
Okay.
And they had been trying to call one of his lawyers and tell him that, yo, the payment has stopped on this. And they couldn't get a hold of him. He said he switches lawyers up all the time. So, like, you might have been trying to holler at a lawyer from 7 years ago, dude, and I ain't talked to. So, of course, you know, when the store shit,
tough.
You know, they end up selling it. Somebody bought it, put it on eBay. That's what he says.
I believe that story right, though.
I believe you.
I don't think that Dame Dash is selling Air Force Ones on eBay because he broke. I just don't believe that. And like you said before you started this question,
right.
Dame Dash, my boy. I follow Dame Dash on Instagram. I fuck with Dame.
Yep.
And it doesn't look like to me that he have to sell Air Force Ones on eBay to eat. I don't care what they selling for. I don't care if he's selling plaques of Jay-Z Reasonable Doubt. Well, actually, I do care about that because I want to buy that. You need to hold it until I get ready to be able to purchase that. Then I need that. But if you're selling like Diplomats, Old Boy, or whatever it may be.
Right.
I ain't seeing that as Dame grasping for money. I'm seeing that as Dame being like, you know what? I'm done with all of this because I done started a new phase in my life. He got the Rachel Roy. He married. He got his son with the cookies.
Right.
Whatever his son got going on with his entrepreneur stuff.
He got movies.
And what you associating with Dame with, like, oh, why he don't mess with Jay-Z? Why this with Jay? Like, I feel like he trying to get through with that. Like, don't come asking me about 444 if I'm Dame, right?
No, they'll always be linked. He can't expect nothing.
That's what I'm saying. So that's what I feel like when someone maybe came to Dame and be like, I'm going to sell all this shit. He can be like, yeah, I'm cool. Because I don't want to always be linked. I don't want to answer questions about 444. I don't want to answer questions about why y'all broke up. I'm done with that phase of my life. I'm through with it. So disassociate me with that. So if I got to sell stuff on eBay for you to do that, then I'm going to do that.
Yeah, if he thinks that that will stop the Jay-Z questions, then he's not as smart as I think he is.
I ain't saying stop him, but at least don't associate me with him when every time Jay-Z does something, you ask me about it.
Yeah, it will always associate him. We didn't know he had all this shit in storage before, and we don't give a shit if he doesn't have it now. They will still ask him about Jay because they'll be forever linked. That's just how it is. They came into the game together. They got famous together. They made big boy business moves together. They'll always be tied. The breakup was huge. Facts. The whole rap world was watching. So facts. Unfortunately for him, the same way that I'm always going to look at Urkel as Urkel, even though that's not his name.
Jaleel White.
Whoever that is.
Shout out Jaleel
Urkel.
White.
He will always be Urkel. He's going to be typecast as the dude that was next to Jay. It just is what it is because he hasn't moved on and separated himself with anything else. So that's just going to happen. You want to know how you beat that?
Don't do that. It's not selling Air Force Ones. Wait. Don't do that and say he ain't separated himself from someone. It's like
he hasn't created an identity for himself.
Clothing line in like Rachel Roy is that's successful.
But it ain't successful
in the hip hop brand.
That's why I'm saying the people so that know him don't know him for Rachel Roy's clothing.
Okay.
He hasn't successfully separated himself from Rockaware and established himself in another
That's
form.
Limiting yourself. That's saying I got to come out with a hot rap group for you to be like, oh, Dame Dash has moved on from Jay-Z. I can move on from Jay-Z without doing what hip-hop expects of me.
That's a fact.
I can continue to be successful in every other venture that I have going on other than hip hop, and people gonna be like, ah, nah, Jay Shaking and you ain't you some slaw.
No,
when that ain't the case,
you will.
And that's what I feel like people should understand more.
That's a,
it
that's
ain't
a
gotta
fact,
be
though.
Like, I'm not doing what Jay-Z doing. Of course you're not doing what Jay-Z doing. He was the talent. He was the brains.
But the thing is that no one is saying that you're not doing shit. But
okay.
You will still get questions about Jay because we don't know what you're doing because we're in a rap lane and you're talking about Rachel Roy, who I still don't know who the fuck that is or what her clothes look like or where they sell it.
Hey, Macy's. Well, but could you not see where that's frustrating?
Yeah, of course. But that's the business.
That's what I'm saying, though.
Being famous is frustrating, dude. What's your point?
No, my point is with the frustration comes shit like these eBay sales. It ain't because I need money.
But
it ain't because
I
want $100,000 in my pocket. It's because I'm tired of y'all associating me with this dude. I'm selling everything that got anything with me having to do anything to do with this. Leave me alone. I don't care about 444. I don't care about the infidelities of Jay-Z and Beyonce because I don't know nothing about them. Dude don't answer the phone for me and I'm hot. Like, he can come out and say that.
Like,
and people still going to ask him, like you said, the next day, hey, what do you think about Jay-Z's new album?
Yeah, because number one, he didn't put this shit on eBay himself. So that scenario that you're pointing out doesn't even exist.
Allegedly.
That makes much more sense that this shit was in storage. Because this old shoes.
Yeah.
Shoes from like 03, 04, 05, rock merch. Like, bro, like, he ain't got that shit in no fucking man cave in his current house. Like, it looked like a storage drop. But from the jump, though, I'm not going to lie, it was a bad look. It looked like he was selling this shit to get some type of money for some type of debt That's how it looked.
I don't agree with that. That's how it looked.
No, that's how it looked. Period. I don't fuck with him or fuck with him. Dame don't look broke though.
So Dame don't look like the nigga that has to sell shoes on eBay to keep money.
Dame will never look broke, bro.
Okay, so why would
looking broke isn't hard not to do? What are you talking about? Huh? Broke people don't look broke. What do you mean?
I'm speaking in the sense of looking broke to the. If I'm Dame Dash and I got to come out and say, I'm selling my shoes on eBay, hey, y'all buy this. Nah, he's never going to look that way.
That'll look crazy if he said that, bro. I ain't going to lie. That'll be a bad look, dog. Like, real talk. And, because if he truly didn't give a shit.
And all I'm saying is people are trying to paint it as if that's the way he came out.
That's how it looks.
No, it don't look that way.
Yes, it does.
It looked just like what you said prior to this statement. A storage thing.
Yeah, that's so, a good. That's great.
That's what it looked like.
It looks like that, and looks like a fire sale. It can look like two things.
Man,
I promise. Dame
probably ain't seen a penny off his shit.
You know, he probably not. Nah. He's probably hot about that because he's like, damn, I should have thought of this shit.
That's true too.
All right, moving on. Gucci, your man, fresh off his new book, Autobiography.
Tough.
In stores now.
Yep.
I got it on my iPad. I haven't cracked it open yet. Shout out to Zoe. My homeboy read it in damn near 2 days.
I don't believe that.
I said, damn, my nigga. It was a page turner.
Them first couple pages so funny.
I believe all of it.
Oh, that shit funny.
He took to Twitter.
This nigga drew that on the police, dude.
Ah, man. Gucci crazy, man. Y'all check that book out. He took to Twitter announcing that he is 100% independent and that next year he is releasing a mixtape every other day. He's allegedly also got follow-up plans for the book already on deck also. What are the chances that Gucci can pull off dropping a mixtape every other day next year?
There's no way that people want 160-plus mixtapes Gucci, man.
From anybody. I want 160 mixtapes from anybody.
I don't care who it is.
Be real.
The best rapper. Like, Pac could come back to life. Pac could come back to life tomorrow, and he could say, I'm going to give y'all a mixtape every other day. I'm be like, bro, relax.
Bro, chill out.
I don't want one every other day. So, this is just like one of those early market employees that Gucci had. I'm going to drop a mixtape for the next 7 days and stuff like that. Like, he can do it.
No.
And it will be absolute trash.
Facts.
But he's, to me, surpassed that point in his career when he needs these type of gimmicks. Right?
I agree.
Gucci, man, don't need these type of gimmicks. BET coming to your wedding, they paying for it.
Is that not a gimmick, though?
That's a gimmick.
Okay.
But that's a next level gimmick, though. Exactly. So if I got that gimmick in my back pocket, I ain't got to drop a mixtape every other day. Why am I rapping that much?
That's true.
I ain't even got, what?
I'd rather see another book from him than another tape. I ain't going to lie.
Like, I ain't going to lie. I don't need no other book. I don't need no other tape. Y'all can go on and run that wind thing. That's going to be cool. I probably won't watch that either.
No, you're watching that.
No, I mean, I got my Gucci Man fix. I bought the book. I'm going to read that. I'm halfway through with it now, and I'm cool. I don't need no, like, I ain't waiting on Roderick Davis or whatever the name of the album is.
Yeah,
like,
come out next month.
It's been delayed 2 times. Yep. But you're telling me you're going to drop a mixtape every other day?
Listen, man.
Come on, man. You can't even drop an album on time.
This album will be the third this year. Everybody Looking, Drop Top Wiz Op, and then this Mr. Davis. It'll be 3 this year. He dropped, 100 while he was locked up.
We need it.
Now, so, first of all, I think he was just kind of talking tongue-in-cheek. He was just excited to be independent. I don't think he meant literally every other day. I hope not. I don't see why you would do that. That's exhausting. There's no way that could be a good idea. People have tried to go gorilla with the drops before. Obviously, if we want to take it back to P, No Limit dropped every other week. But obviously, that wasn't the same artist. But that was a label. Fast forward, Currency dropped once a month last year. Quiet as kept. He had 12 projects, at least. Remember when Gorilla Zoe?
How many of them you listened to?
Probably about 5.
Exactly.
I don't condone.
And ain't even 50%.
I don't condone dropping every fucking day. Like, Gorilla Zoe tried it a couple years ago in February. He dropped a mixtape a day for the month of February. You have to do that if you're Gorilla Zoe. Shout out to him. He's funny in real life, cool dude and everything.
Tough.
But those, like you said, those gimmicks when you clone Gucci aren't necessary. clone new Gucci? You don't have to do that. You on pop records and everything right now, dude. He just performed at, what was it, the Grammys or something with some group called Fifth Harmony. Who the fuck is that?
Listen, man, it don't matter. Because I'm Gucci, saying, he's shaking it.
That's my point.
You're right.
So why drop a mixtape every week, every other day, every month? Don't do that. Don't fuck up the momentum you got going. I understand the fur people are on you. Peter's on you right now. But let's not have no knee-jerk reaction and say you got to drop music every other day to try to get them off you. No need.
The people that have a Gucci in the spotlight right now, they not going to listen to those tapes anyway.
Absolutely not.
So you're 100% right about that.
Who's keeping up with that, though?
With what?
A mixtape every other day. Let's say he did a mixtape a week. Who's keeping up with that?
That's horse shit. Did you see the tweet, though, when Gucci said that he don't let his wife give him, fiance, give him head because it's disrespectful?
So he's been hacked, clearly, because that is the stupidest shit I've ever heard. That's worse than the mixtape every other day.
I agree with that. Nigga's million been hacked, percent, and I had to mention that because I seen it on social media today. It said that Gucci Man said that he don't let Keisha Kiyoa give him head because it's disrespectful.
That means he getting chewed up by somebody else, dude. Sorry, Keisha. but the Peter shit, though, when at the book signing, man, was classic.
The what?
When the Peter people came
That's
out.
That's trash, man. Like,
shame on Gucci. Like, Animal of Ruse.
let me ask you this, though. Where they find them black people to do that? Where they find black dude to be like, oh, Gucci, you a vegetarian? Oh, real shit, bro. Like, nigga, get out of here, bro. Somebody should have hit him in his jaw before he even got up there, dude. Come on,
security,
man.
Rushed
dude,
him. He tried to pull out the T-shirt.
Yeah, they tried to pull out the T-shirt and shit.
Security.
Dude.
Hey, but look, though.
Man, Gucci didn't even know what was going on. Don't know what we're talking about, y'all take a look at when Gucci was at Barnes & Noble when he was doing his signing in New York. And the Peter people jumped out on him.
Yeah, he said, you can't be vegan, you wearing
you
them furs, bro.
You can't be vegan and you wearing all them furs. So, yeah, y'all look that up.
But hold on. This the downside of being a dude. Security manhound, like, literally picked him up, nigga. They just ushered the lady that was with him. They just kind of, okay. Nigga, they lifted him off his feet. That's how you getting done in.
Tough. I mean, quit playing. Don't come up here acting like we going to, like, your cause is cool, and we're going to be like, oh, you're right, bruh. Gucci shouldn't do this to animals. We're going to handle you lightly and get you. Nah, nigga, get the fuck out of here, dude. Ain't nobody here to see this shit.
Man, Gucci. Old Gucci.
Gucci didn't know nothing about none of that. He would have sprung on, dude.
Old Gucci would have fired on him for sure. No question. All right, man, before we get to this music break, Eminem, first ballot Hall of Fame, rap Hall of Fame, Eminem. This is some shit that he has nothing to do with. But now, fans of Eminem can invest in his songs. You can invest in any Eminem song released from 1999 to 2013.
What?
His former production duo, FBT Productions, he was signed to them before he got major, are auctioning portions of his song royalties with a company called Royalty Flow. So the same way you may own stock in Apple and Coke and Pepsi, you can own stock in Eminem songs. Mm-hmm. You buying into this at all?
Yes.
Why would you sell your stock? The fuck? I'm sitting on this.
If I'm Eminem and I'm a young up-and-coming artist, I don't know nothing about royalties. I don't know nothing about publishing. Yeah. And I signed that shit over to a company who has that. And I done my thing in the game.
Yeah.
I'm 15 years in. I didn't even know y'all had this publishing. Because I'm sure Eminem didn't even know they had this publishing. Because right. He would have bought that shit a long time ago and it wouldn't have went to market.
Right.
I think this is a brilliant idea.
That's cold.
Think if, as a hip-hop fan, you can assess the market and be like, dude, cold. I'm going to buy some stock in him.
Early. Tough.
I listen to his mixtapes. I know what he got going on. I know 4 years from now, this Drake. What was the first name? What was Drake? What was the first
So
name?
Far Gone?
I know this So Far Gone dude is going to come out with views.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Think if you were able to do that with shit in hip hop.
It's cold. Now you are.
now you are.
That's crazy.
Only Eminem now. So let me ask you this.
Yep.
If you could invest stock in any artist right now today, any old songs they got, they catalog, tell me who and why.
I go for a layup.
Who?
A song that's like timeless.
Okay.
Like 50 Cent in the club. Birthday. They're going to play that at every birthday from here on out. Khaled. Hands go up. They're going to play that at every sport in the
field. All we do is win.
All we do is win. They're going to play that for 40 years. Fucking Black Eyed Peas. Tonight's gonna be. I'm buying all that. Give me all. They playing it every New Year's, nigga, from here until 3000. I'm buying all of that shit. Any commercial hit, bro. Listen, I want to slick buy some of this Eminem stock. That's kind of cool, though. If you're a fan of Eminem, especially, you buying a piece of. I sit back with this bag of zigzags and this.
Right.
You buying a piece
every
of that.
Every time somebody plays it or you play it, that you get a piece of it, that's cold.
That's cold, bro.
If I were to put my money into an artist that I figure is going to sell long term.
Yep. That's out today? You trying to project or are you going back in the catalog of somebody?
Now you got
to
project, though.
Okay.
Like, who you think, to me, I'm looking at it, who you think going to do the longest. Well, excuse me, who gonna do the strongest for the longest?
I'm saying Drake. Pause. I'm saying Drake. Yes, his stream game is already crazy.
That's a fact.
Like, nigga, One Dance, all that. Man, nigga, what? Let me get 5%. Fuck you mean? I'm set. It's probably small. Let's be honest, though. The percentage is probably dumb small.
Nah, we ain't even gonna talk about the percentage. Just the investment.
It's probably
though.
Small yeah, as yeah, fuck.
Just the investment, though, to see, like, did I win or did I lose? Yeah, I'm gonna go with Drake.
That's a layup.
Like, yeah.
Like, come on, I'm dude. Tell
you, Chance.
Yeah, he going to end up taking off.
I'm going with Chance.
I can respect that.
That's why I put my money at Chance. I ain't going to lie.
Yeah, I'll take
he might be a safer bet than Drake.
Nah, he ain't got the commercial hits like it.
He got Barack behind him, though.
Where Barack ain't stunting. Listen.
Barack is behind Chance, man. His Barack daddy no Chance, dude.
I know Barack ain't stunting man, no rap
Barack
niggas right
in
now.
There. Barack in there with Chance, dude. Anything that Chance daddy need for his campaign to move forward, Barack all about it.
Now Eminem has no involvement in this. Is it slick disrespectful to sell off some of his shit and it ain't even yours? Well, I mean, it's yours, I guess.
Nah, yeah, that's my shit.
That's a good point.
Nah, yeah. It's my business, man. It's 2017, man. Every entrepreneur trying to get it. If me and you could figure out how to sell stock in music, shit, we'll do it too.
I wonder,
we ain't gonna care if somebody come knocking on the door and be like, "How y'all do this?"
That's true. Especially if it's theirs, they got it on paper.
That's y'all shit.
I wouldn't sell it, though. Why would they just sit on eat on it? Are they going to end up making more?
That's what I'm saying. You don't know if it's going to sell. You got to create a market for it, though.
You don't know if Eminem's catalog is going to sell, yeah, bro.
Like,
what?
You don't know what to do with it. What you going to do with it? Who going to buy it?
License it to move. License
it. Who
going to
buy it? Okay, like, what movie?
Nigga,
that's what I'm
movies.
Saying. You got to think about all of that, though.
Trailers and shit.
Yeah,
dude.
That's cool. You saying trailers and shit, but give me something specific.
Netflix
Well,
movies.
I'm going to make money from it.
I'm saying he has popular hits, so and therefore, you got hits.
I'm not saying that he doesn't. I'm saying if I'm someone that holds stock, I need all of that shit mapped out. I don't need you telling me, oh, well, this may happen. No, nope.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I need everything lined out because I done spent money on this.
This remind me of how you can own, like, stock in the Packers, how they're, like, publicly owned.
Tough.
That's killing. Oh, you hate that too. Shout out to my Packers.
Fuck your Packers.
All right, man. Music break. Let's talk about two artists that are actually signed to Eminem. I wonder if they're gonna buy some of this stock. West Side Gunn and Conway.
Let's go.
They have a song called "Rest in Peace, Bobby."
Bobby Heenan.
Who?
Bobby Heenan, WWF legend. Shout Nerd out alert. Big Jeff. Shout out Big Jeff. FSP 10 Second of wrestling. Whatever news they do over there.
Absolutely. Don't nobody watch wrestling no more. But look though,
nah, it's a fact.
Let's check out West Side Gunn and Conway, man. Rest in peace, Bobby.
Keys out the Harry car. One nigga landed on the roof first bar. Fashion week sees I couldn't trip the bitch.
Whipped the fish, leave the kitchen, gave my wrist a kiss. Phone click and shit, I got all of these licks to hit.
Hello?
Griselda bitch, you see we getting rich.
My first day home, I got a grit. Fiends on the doorstep. Wish niggas stepped on my wings, we left the porch wet. Hey yo, wish niggas stepped on my wings, we left the porch wet.
And what's left of his brains was on the porch steps. Razor hit his neck and his vein, nigga, I tore flesh.
And yo, seen him on Perry, hopped out the Corvette. His brains landed on Ferry, he didn't snort yet. Yo, Geiger, I need more checks.
yes, we all fresh. TG97s, I'm a rhyming legend. Young and fire is weapon. It's light of shell inside your melon.
The rain for the man, I hold the shilling. Loaded biscuits on cold to finish. The loaf is poor, constrictor, the cold to lift up. The F and H and the 424, this shit so pure.
Cash shorty the plate, I told her sniff some more. The plug sister, we kicked this door and ripped this floor. Uh-huh. Left out with bricks and more. Celebrate with a fifth from the liquor store and sip some more. I pop biscuits off, your top, I lift it off. Conway,
the world is yours.
Man, that was West Side Gun and Conway.
Let's go.
Newest signees to Shady Records. Shady Records still exists, man. Believe it or not.
All y'all people hating.
How you feel about that?
I liked it. That's good New York shit right there. That ain't Illmatic New York shit. That's good, soulful New York shit.
It was okay. Let's not get carried away.
I'm just saying, for all the hating that I was getting in my mention for not liking Illmatic, I feel like this is the type of New York shit that I need to hear.
Yeah, 94. Like that's right super now. Gangster thug shit. Nah, that's played, bro. That's played.
What's super gangster thug?
You didn't hear what the fuck they was talking about?
Bars.
Nah, that's played.
Nah, they wasn't like shooting niggas in the head.
Ah, you didn't listen. You just listened to the sample.
I did. I listened to the sample and it was banging as well.
Yeah, just run it back.
It's bars to that shit too, though.
Run it back.
Oh man, come on.
Shout out to Alchemist for the beat, though.
Shit was fire.
All right, man, we're talking boycotts this week, man. A whole bunch of shit going on. If you've been living in a fucking cave, you still heard about the NFL boycotts. It even reached caves. So, thought it was only right. Thought it'd be kind of neat. Thought it'd be kind of cool.
Hip-hop boycotts.
Yeah, man. It's happened. Hip-hop has banded together.
Yeah, we slick started this shit, man. If we ain't started, we got a heavy influence on boycotts. These are not the primary marquee ones, but these are some of the fun ones that we want to talk about.
These are the marquee ones, dog. These are three big, fun too, though. I mean, yeah, but they're three big moments in hip hop, though.
It ain't like Public Enemy or no shit like that. That's all I'm saying.
We ain't fighting the power,
nothing like that. But we want to bring some stuff up that came to our attention in our lane with hip hop boycotts,
and then we're gonna touch on what J. Cole had to say about the NFL. You feel like doing that?
We're gonna do that
after the fact. All right. Let's take it back.
Cole got a babe, man. Like, he got a babe. Like, that's my guy.
We're going to get to Cole, man.
Like, 2014 is a classic. I just need J. Cole. If he want to be relevant, he got to look relevant. Oh, man.
All right, man. Let's take it back for the first. We got three events. We're taking it all the way back to 1989. This is rare. We normally don't go
pre-93.
Pre-doggy style era. But this was big. Grammys. First ever hip hop category.
Okay.
Will Smith is nominated, aka Fresh Prince.
Yeah. Parents just don't understand.
Right. Classic throwback record. Nominated with Rap Song of the Year, some shit like that. Album of the Year.
Yeah, Album of the Year. Let's go.
DJ Jazzy Jeff. DJ Jazzy Jeff got his suit picked out. Fresh Prince got the tux already ready to go. And then they let them know that, the award is actually not going to be televised. This is the one where we just say it on the screen that you guys won. And, yeah, you don't get to walk on stage or none of that. So, yeah, don't worry about it. You ain't got to be too fresh. Don't worry about that. Will Smith was like, what? The fuck? If we're not going on TV, then, nigga, we not coming. So they sat out. This was way before Oscars was so white and Jada Pinkett was boycotting. It's way before that.
Oscars so white.
20 years before that. So I thought this was interesting. Of course, obviously, now you fast forward, the category is shown just like all the other categories, as it should. Do you think Will Smith overreacted, it being the first rap category?
No, I don't think that he overreacted. I think Will Smith a visionary, man.
That's real. Absolutely.
Like, he got Nas writing Summertime back whenever that came out. That was 30 years ago.
You're right.
Hey, I feel like that Will Smith understood the impact that
Nas wrote Summertime? He wrote Getting Jiggy with it.
I thought Nas wrote Summertime, too.
I think
Rakim.
Nas will get jiggy with it, I believe. Rakim.
I just feel like that Will Smith was so far ahead of his time that he knew if I protest this, then it's going to make me a bigger star than it would if I just go accept this award, or if I just be happy that I got a Grammy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Will
Smith ain't the type of artist. He ain't the type of guy to just do that. He ain't. That ain't why he make $20 million a movie.
Yeah, he ain't going to settle.
He ain't settling. So I do think that there was some type of strategy involved with it. And I ain't mad at him for that.
A power play right
there. Yeah, that's a power play. In 89?
That long time ago.
He thinking 19. He thinking 30 steps ahead. You want to talk about chess and checkers.
Yeah, that's a fact.
That was a big dog move. And I think a lot of people were scared to hop on board with him. Even though rappers or whatever it may be didn't go.
Yeah, they went. They rolled with him.
They rolled with him. But like I'm saying, the next year. When they were like, oh, okay, we'll put you on TV. If that's all you want.
Nah,
you know what I'm saying?
But that's what he wanted, though. Let's be honest. That's what he wanted.
But if that's all you want, then we'll do that.
It's early in
the
game.
It was bigger than that. Right?
But it's early in the game.
True.
So you don't know exactly what you want. No.
I'm not taking nothing away from what he done. What I am, I'm just saying what they were like, okay, if that's all you want to be on TV, we'll put you on TV.
That's a win. You got to take it as a W.
Exactly.
Okay, yeah.
I ain't mad at that.
Now, fast forward, though.
Just like Jerry Jones taking a knee.
Oh, my God.
Tough. Add that in there. Let's go.
Jerry Jones still trying to get up. Okay, fast forward, though. The Grammys have still, they still ain't got the selection part right. I'm still hot Macklemore album won over Good Kid, Mad City. That was atrocious.
That was white privilege.
Uncle Phil rolling over in his grave.
That was white privilege.
That's because everybody who votes, they didn't know who Kendrick Lamar was at the time, but they knew who Macklemore was because that song fucking Thrift Shop was everywhere. So they're going to vote for the shit that they've heard of. They still need to fix that. It's been hella people that have not won Grammys that should. It's been jokes that have won Grammys, one-hit wonders. They haven't fixed that yet. At least it's being televised, but we 25 years late on fixing the voting process.
Yeah.
So did it change anything in the short term? Yes, like you said, the request was one request.
I think the short term, yes, but then in the long term, like what you just said, you still get Macklemore's winning over Kendrick Lamar's. And that just ain't acceptable.
Nah.
If we're talking about the best rap category, we're talking about hip hop, we're talking about culture. Like, you never see that represented at the Grammys.
Right.
You never get an accurate representation of, hey, they just went up there and did the blackest shit ever. Like, you're not gonna get that at the Grammys.
A Swagger Like Us was cold when Jay, Tip, Ye, that was lit.
Yeah, okay,
that was hard.
Yeah.
There's sprinkles of it. Like, it ain't.
All right, but that's as good as it gets, though. And they probably didn't even cuss in their verses or nothing.
I mean, it's on live TV. Let's be honest. They're not going to do that. Right. But there's been hella snubs. Snubs is one thing. Egregious
acts
of horseshit is
I'm just
totally
talking about,
different.
Yeah, not even just snubs, just the overall presentation. Like, we don't want y'all to embarrass us, so we're not going to put y'all on TV. That's what I didn't like. And
I feel like
that's what Will Smith addressed. And we got past that. So now we need to get to the point where we're getting the same respect for the music that we do and us getting the credit for it.
I agree. 100%. All right, man, let's fast forward. 2000. Man, what was this? Pepsi shit?
Six.
2006-ish. Ludacris, if y'all remember, he was on fire.
Who is Ludacris?
Don't do Luda any type of way.
I'm just trying
don't
to
do Chris Bridges.
Oh, Chris Bridges, the actor from Fast and Furious.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
He
I
was
didn't
on
know who
fire.
Ludacris was.
Grammy nominated Ludacris.
Okay.
Had a deal with Pepsi.
Emmy nominated.
All of that. And one Fox News host named Bill O'Reilly didn't like that Ludacris was getting this much attention and money from Pepsi. So he went on a nice little campaign to have Ludacris dropped. Let me tell you the reason why.
Why?
Quote, unquote, he called Ludacris a thug rapper who exposes.
Wait, Chris Bridges?
Yes. Who exposes, whatever word that means, this is new to me, violence, intoxication, and degrading conduct toward women, end quote. Now, Pepsi ended up dropping Ludacris because of the heat that Bill O'Reilly had kind of built up. Nigga, here come Russell Simmons to the rescue, though.
Uncle Russ.
Russell Simmons was hot about this, but he was hot at first, but he didn't have any leverage until Pepsi signed the Osbournes and had them do an ad, and they're known for their... What's the word?
Shaky lifestyle. Questionable lifestyle?
They're vulgar content.
Okay.
They're vulgar as fuck. Everybody knows the Osbournes. And so he was like, wait, y'all dropped him for vulgar lyrics, but y'all signed these motherfuckers? Like, come on. So he said, Pepsi, y'all, I got three demands for y'all monkey asses. Mm. Number one, you need to apologize to Ludacris publicly. Number two, you need to bring Luda back on. Give him that bag again. Mm. And number three, you need to donate to his foundation. I need all three of them demands.
How many of them three demands were met?
Russell got one. He got one out of three.
Okay.
Got probably the biggest one because he got Pepsi to donate $5 million to Ludacris Foundation.
We can do that with Pepsi, though.
But that's a big look for Ludacris Foundation. Yeah, cool. Look, five though. M's ain't shit to Pepsi, but that's a great look.
And Russell still get paid. Like, $5 million to your foundation, you got to throw me a little $100,000, $200,000, $250,000. If we want to be generous,
a little finder's fee.
Throw me a little $250,000. We good.
Yeah,
and we good. But
power play by Russell Simmons.
I'm not mad at this.
I feel like power play.
Pepsi tried to manipulate their stance and say, "Oh, no one's gonna dig into this. No one's gonna take Ludacris' side, so we can go on and shuck him out." And right. Russ swooped down like you said, Uncle Russ.
Yep.
Like good uncles do. Like Allstate, dude. You're in good hands with good uncles, dude. Not bad uncles, just good uncles. He came through and he saved the day. I ain't mad at that. What I am mad at is that they try to blame Ludacris and paint this picture and say, oh, he's a thug rapper. And
that was amazing.
That's crazy that you can say that and simply go listen to his music. And see that ain't true.
But you can, no, first of all, you're asking too much of his listeners.
No. All I'm asking is that Bill O'Reilly, as a journalist, do his job. Just go do your job.
That's what you're calling him?
That's what he claimed to be. He on Fox News.
That's some shock jock.
He make more than me and you.
That's some shock jock shit.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, just go do your job. Me and you do our job every week before we come report to people. All I ask of him is go do your job before you say Ludacris is some thug.
Yeah.
Before you say he's this and he's that, then people going to be able to discredit you so easily.
And no, dude, but his listeners
can't. Bill O'Reilly's
can.
Smart, though.
But his listeners, exactly, and he knows what his listeners want to hear and who they are. Just we don't watch that shit, or we didn't watch it. The irony in all this is he's no longer employed by Fox News. Why?
Because he raped some girl.
He had sexual misconduct or whatever the fuck it was. So
allegedly. Wait, don't sue us.
Yeah, allegedly. But they fired him for that. That's the irony in all this. But he knows his audience. He knows how to play to them. He knows what he says is gospel to them. So he can pull out a lyric or two from a Luda song, and they're going to be like, oh my God, show a picture with the Bray. Oh my God, who is this? Oh, man? They're going to do all
who
of that.
Who is this thug?
Yeah, who is this thug? Call him a thug, show the picture, play the lyric. That's a win. He did the same thing to Nas. He plays Shoot 'Em Up from Nostradamus, which if you know rap and you know music, that's a story. He's telling a story on that song, and he pulled that three or four bars out of that song and was like, look at this thug rapper. He's talking about killing people. He's talking about shooting people in the head because Nas was about to perform at some school. And that's what I'm saying. That's why you're asking him to dig deep. You know, why? What did Charlamagne always say? Why tell the truth when a lie is more entertaining, bro? So he not going to do that. Bill O'Reilly doing his job. If he could sleep at night, fine. Like, word, that's what's up for you, dog. I can't do that shit. I can't sell myself like that. Like, he can. He can sleep at night. Good for him. But that was beast mode by Russell, end of the day.
Yeah, Russell, okay. I ain't going to lie. He got them $5 million from Pepsi. Let's go.
Absolutely. Third one, man. Yo, boy. H to the OV. Cristal. Remember how much Cristal used to have in a video? Gold bottles everywhere. Two in your hand. Nigga, 10 niggas deep in the video. It's 20 bottles.
Gold rappers everywhere.
Cristal was what? 400 a bottle? Give or take?
Don't do Cristal like that.
How much was it? By 450?
In a club?
Okay. Obviously in a club it was a million.
Right, I know what you meant. Yeah, you can go get one by four. Yeah, actually,
about 400.
Then
yeah.
Got 250, 279.
That's what they get. So Jay, big endorser of them, was upset when one of their, who was this guy that they asked? He was like the marketer, the, like the brand marketer or some shit.
Yeah, he ran that shit back then.
Yeah, the managing director. There we go. He was doing a magazine article with The Economist. And they asked him, you know, what he thought about rappers using his, he was curious about what he thought about rappers using his champagne. His answer, that's a good question, but what can we do? We can't forbid people from buying it. I'm sure Dom Perignon or Krug would be delighted to have their business. Whoa.
What's wrong with that?
Whoa. Well, whoa, hold on, bro.
Please tell me what's wrong with that.
What you mean somebody else? Who? What type of businessman points you in the direction of your competitors? Is that somebody that doesn't want your business?
Okay. Absolutely. That's a great point.
Why you don't want my business? My money green, homeboy.
Right. That's a great point. If I know the question that you're asking me and I can properly point you to the right direction of my business, it's cool. This is some foreign dude who don't know what they talking about when they say, oh, rappers are drinking your champagne. Do you have a problem with that? To him, he like, what do you mean? Like, should I have a problem with that? Do you guys as a country have a problem with that? And I feel like at that point in time, they did.
You think it was a culture barrier?
Yeah, it's a culture barrier, a language barrier. He didn't fully understand the context of the question, in my opinion. So he not going to say, yeah, I ain't got no problem with Jay-Z drinking my champagne. He's a successful businessman or any other rapper in that sense.
Listen, if I'm out here and we own, I'm talking about this podcast is popping, and I got on Jay's. Every time you see me, which I probably will because I just be fresh like that. Okay. And then Jordan, and they asked Jordan, hey, what you think about Animal Brown wearing your shoes and shit? Mm-hmm. I mean, what am I going to do, man? Tell him not to wear? What am I going to do? I'm sure Adidas would like his business. I'm going to say, what the fuck? And so, I've been name dropping you on the show and goddamn it, promoting your shit for free. You going to tell me that somebody else should get my business? Nigga, fuck you. Fuck these J's. Come on with them Reeboks. Come on with them Adidas, dude. I'm never wearing Jordans again.
You rocking J's for his benefit or yours? Like, do I need his cosign because I'm rocking J's and I'm fresh? I feel like I'm good in this shit. Or do I need him to say all he got on J's, I fuck with him?
I need him to treat me as if he would if it was fucking Eminem wearing the Jordans. I need my own Jordan. This is Jay-Z, dude. This isn't fucking MC Nobody. Like, nigga, if this dude was smart, they would have linked up with them niggas. And if Krug and fucking Dom Perignon were smart, they would have jumped. They would have sent cases to Jay. Here you go. We'll be glad to have your business.
Man, you're 1,000,000% right about that.
They would have jumped on
it. If I'm Don P., I'm sending cases to every rapper that's popping back then.
As soon as I read this headline.
If I'm Chris Style, I ain't apologizing, dude. I'm popping. I'm the most expensive champagne. Y'all coming to buy my shit.
Like, you got to understand. Listen, Jay had the 40-40 club stocked with Chris.
Exactly.
You say some bullshit like that. Yeah, okay, that's what's up. Hey, get this shit up out
what's
of here.
What's bullshit about
Take
it,
Take
his
though? Shit back.
If I don't understand what you're asking me, there's no bullshit about it. Like, I get Jay being the capitalist guy that he is, being like, okay, I'm going to take this and manipulate it to where I'm going to buy the company that makes Ace of Spades and have these cool-ass gold bottles, and it's going to replace Cristal. Say that. Don't try to fool me.
Dude, if dude didn't understand, he would have said, I don't understand what you mean. What are you talking about? That's what you say when you don't understand. No, you don't answer the question like you know.
It's not, because people who don't speak the same, like, people who don't speak the same language as someone in which
it's their first
they're talking
language.
To. Yeah, it's their first language.
Right.
If I got money, I have an arrogance about myself as to where I'm not dumb. I understand what you're saying. I know English, so you're not going to tell me that I don't get it. I don't understand your point of view when you ask me this. That's not going to happen.
Yeah.
So I just think that it was a language barrier. It wasn't no disrespect. And Jay took it to the point where I can be a smart businessman going about his company, in which he did with Ace of Spades, and make that replace what you see as Cristal as the most expensive champagne brand. I ain't mad at that.
Listen, I'm also
cool. Just call a spade a spade, though.
I'm also
Ace of Spades.
I'm also, exactly, I'm not mad at Jay going, ah, okay, that's what's up. Yeah. Get this shit up out of here. Let me link up with somebody and put my face on this, and now let me get a bag off
of
it.
But don't paint it as racist. Don't paint it as, he's manipulating us and our culture. Don't do that. Just say, I got the opportunity to knock him out of his spot, and I did it.
No, just say, Chris, every chance you get. That's all I'm saying.
But don't make it like, he was trying to manipulate us and make us buy his champagne. Like, nah, bro, it ain't that.
I don't know any other boycott. That's the three that hopped out to us.
Were the three. But the latest one we got is what
the latest one. J. Cole came out of his cave to get on Twitter, and he had the great notion of people should boycott the league. He's about 4 months late. We've been talking about that, Cole. Welcome to fucking September, dude. Thank you for getting here. But he took to Twitter.
He commented on Bodak Yellow too.
Yeah, he was late on that. Shout out again. Cole might have been overseas on tour. He might be late to the party, but he suggested that people boycott the NFL. That way, they lose sponsorship dollars. That way, the NFL's hand is forced to bring cap onto a team. Mm-hmm. That way, people can start watching football again, and they can get their marketing dollars back.
Okay.
What did you think about his so not original idea? Shout out to Cole, though. It's just funny. That nigga was...
Nah, I like J. Cole.
That's my guy. He said that shit dumb late, though. But what did you think about that?
It was a cool idea. Right, like it's cool to say, like what you said a couple months later, man, y'all should do this, y'all should do this, y'all should do that as fans. And I hate when people say, hey, stay in your lane, stick to music, stick to sports,
yeah,
stick
to rap,
whatever it may be. But I feel like when someone like J. Cole come out to say this, like you said, 3, 4, 5, 6 months late. It make his fans feel like, bro, you don't know what's going on. And the reason that I listen to you is because you're supposed to know what's going on.
Yeah.
I don't listen to you for you to do Twitter feeds. I don't listen to you for you to be like, check this, what is it called? What they do on Twitter now, where they do the whole feed of things. Check this feed out. I don't listen to J. Cole for that. I listen to J. Cole to give me his perspective as a dope-ass rapper in 2017 on everything that's going on. J. Cole ain't the thug nigga. He ain't the trap nigga. He ain't the, like, mainstream Migos guy. He is someone who's smart enough to give you intellect through his raps on what's going on. I don't want him to tweet, dude. I don't want that from J. Cole. I don't want him to be like, hey, Cardi B, do this and repeat. Like, I don't need that from you, bruh. I don't need you to tell me, hey, you don't have to watch the NFL. And if you don't watch the NFL, then they're going to lose money from average. Like, bro, I know that.
Yeah.
That's kind of obvious. You know what I'm saying? I need you to rap. I don't need you to act like you some bigger than life figure. And I say this from fucking with Cole. I feel like that he's going too far into that lane where I don't want to be labeled as a rapper. I don't want you to look at me as this and that. And he trying to go too far into an activist mode or whatever it may be. And I don't like it, dude.
Nah, he been on it, though. He been on it.
He may have been on it, but it ain't cool no more because the music don't add up. Every major rapper has dropped since Cole came out with For Your Eyes Only. Everyone.
Almost.
Everyone.
Nah, Ye ain't dropped. Drake did drop. Ye ain't dropped.
Everybody but Ye, right?
Yeah, that's a fact.
And in turn, instead of you giving me music, and I'm not limiting J. Cole just to that.
That's what it sounds like you're doing.
I'm not, though, because let me finish.
All right.
You're giving me tweets about how you feel Donald Trump should act, how we should react to the NFL, how NFL players should react to the national anthem. And that's cool. You have a right to say so, but I don't want to hear it through tweets. I want to hear you rap. I want to hear you do what you do best. I want to hear these things through melody, through song, through what you're great at. I don't want to read 140 characters, dude. That's not what you were put here for. You're talented. You're a great rapper. Rap. You're doing the Meek Mill thing, dude. You signed up for this with 2014 Forest Hill Drive, stepping into the conscious lane, doing the conscious things in which people are signing up to hear you speak on these things. They don't want to hear you tweet about it. They want to hear you rap about it. And I think that he's shortchanging people.
I'm not going to say he shouldn't tweet. I mean, that's the media.
I ain't saying he shouldn't. I'm saying really? Something else should be with
it. I thought you were done. I ain't going to lie. That's why I was starting to.
I wouldn't.
God damn. I'm not saying he shouldn't tweet. Because that's the medium that you get the word out. Like every time something you feel like saying something, you don't need to hit the fucking studio. Because by the time I hear the song, it'll be 20 months late as opposed to 3 that the statement was. But he wanted to put his 2 cents in. I just feel like his 2 cents were too late. It was Captain Obvious, like you had mentioned. And if you're going to say something on Twitter, then and you tweet like once every like 10 months, it needs to be of value. And I just didn't think that that was of value. Say something of value. I don't care what form of media it is, IG, Twitter, Snap. I don't give a shit. Now, I will say this, though, in regards to, because, I mean, like, we have a sports show on the network. Y'all check out Full Sport Press. They talked about the kneeling and all of that good stuff, had a good conversation about it. That's not the type of show that we do, but trust and believe, we see all of this shit, and we have opinions about all that stuff, too. With Cole specifically, did he just get his phone cut back on? You just heard Bodak Yellow yesterday, bro. What are you doing? Where did he come from, dude? Do they not have clippers where you just came? Like, what are you doing? Why do you look like that? Why are you tweeting about this shit dumb late? Why are you just not hearing Bodak Yellow? It's number 1 song in the country. I don't understand where Cole is coming from. He's usually so on point with shit. He just wasn't on point with this. With that being said, people are totally missing the point of this kneeling shit, and it's all about people not fucking with the reason why he's kneeling.
Yeah,
it's not necessarily the act of kneeling. I wish everybody would understand that.
We'll talk about that in the match.
That's all I wanted to say.
We'll talk about that in the match.
That was just a taste.
Let's go back to Cole, though.
That's your man.
That's my guy, too.
Fresh off a tour in fucking space.
Shit, all right. So you're saying that he don't understand what people want. I'm saying the same thing.
No, I ain't saying that.
What are you saying?
All I'm saying is if you're going to say something,
uh-huh,
then make it poignant. Make it something of value and don't regurgitate what thousands of people have been saying on Facebook for the last 3 months. That's all I'm saying.
So do you think that that's from him being detached from what's going on?
I do.
Because he's touring, or do you
I
think?
Do. No, I think it's, and I ain't even saying he.
I ain't gonna lie. I think it's more so arrogance, though.
No, I think he's been busy. That's all,
bro. Who's that busy?
He's on tour, nigga. Lil Wayne didn't know what Black Lives Matter. What are you talking about?
He was lying.
He may have been. That's fine. But this nigga, obviously,
that's what I'm saying. Don't put Lil Wayne in the, like. Don't say that Lil Wayne didn't know Black Lives Matter when and compared it to J. Cole. Donald Trump is the president of the United States. He know all the small intricacies. Like, he know all the small shit going on. Maybe. So don't tell me that J. Cole don't. Don't do me like that, especially when J. Cole championed himself in knowing what's going on.
He might not be watching preseason,
and that's cool, bro. But you painted yourself in this position. I don't need you responding to shit 3 months late.
Let's be honest, though. You think J. Cole watched football, bro? Nah, let's be honest. Who's his team, bro?
I don't.
That's what I'm saying.
To be honest, I don't. I don't think J. Cole watches football.
That nigga don't know nothing about football, too.
I don't think he watches football at all.
That nigga don't watch no sport. He may play ball. He watch basketball.
Yeah.
He don't know shit about football,
but,
dude.
But, I mean, I'll say so. don't float it out there like you know what's going on, hey, then.
People do that shit all the time, man. They do it
and
every
that's
day.
That's cool, but they not J. Cole, though. J. Cole got an authenticity about himself in which he needs to keep uptacked.
I agree.
You know what I'm saying?
I no debates with that. Let's hit this music break, man.
What we got?
My boy, King Los, the best rapper alive, pound for pound. Right. He dropped the EP and had a banger on there, of course.
And one song, 3 songs on the EP. When they do EP with 3 songs, dude.
This one is a banger. It's called RAS, man. Y'all check it out.
I brought them flowers back. You took the easy way out. I took the hard walk. You gotta take the long road to listen to God talk. Both of my brothers in prison, I seen my mother crying. Puff said this path get dark, and nigga wasn't lying. Govern my mind and my body, my soul, my metaphysics. I've transcended dimensions niggas have yet to visit. Yes, it's vivid, my essence exquisite. No pressure, precious exhibits, eclectic, prolific. My sonic aesthetic is different. Your prior work is fireworks. When you ain't shining, the thrill is gone. That's how it works. Everybody looking up at the sky for God to work. Well, I was made in the image of God. It gotta work. Let me guess, you get the work for cheap. Supply the work. Bitch, I research, I cross-reference, supply the work. I got the spirit of a hurricane victim that's out of work. When that flood water up to your neck, it's knowledge first. We gon' see how your mind, your soul, your shock was worth. When the whole world flooded, the fuck is a dollar worth? Niggas talk all that hype, but I doubt it. Put life inside your body, get life out it. Put love inside your temple and find peace. Well, Los, where you find that knowledge? You found me. On God, money, war, I prophesied it before. Now it went from your TV screen to your front door. You give niggas your whole soul and they want more. They ask me why I'm so hardcore. I gave my everything to niggas and got nothing in return. 10 years of being slept on.
I hear you, King Los.
Everything got nothing in return.
That was straight to Puff.
Yeah.
Puff diss right there. I'm calling it. Fuck it.
I like that.
He was spitting on. That's the best rapper pound for pound. You're welcome.
It's not, but that was some real shit. That was spitting. Some real shit right there. But that ain't the best rapper pound for pound at all.
You can feel the frustration in that song too. Like he was for real hot about that shit.
Rogue gonna get dark, nigga. Puff said that. That's a direct quote.
Woo.
It's the On Deck TV podcast, man. I am Spike Lou.
Man, I'll let your boy Animal Brown, and we almost out of here. But first, did you see?
What we see?
Thought this was a very interesting clip. TMZ pulled up on X to the Z exhibit.
Who?
Don't do it like that. Pimp my ride, like, goddamn it! Don't
TMZ
do that.
TMZ pull up on niggas like that though.
What do you mean? It's easy. He at the airport. Everybody's at LAX.
No, but
just sit on.
If I'm a photographer,
right?
And that moment come down to it, and I see a nigga like exhibit, and I'm like,
he know the game.
Will this make TMZ? I'm gonna go with no,
but it did.
Okay. You're right. It did. I may be some superficial nigga, but I'm not recording exhibit.
But you got to know what questions to ask.
That's a fact.
And he asked him what he thought about the sorority girls in New Hampshire. It was a video that went viral of a group of sorority girls dancing horribly to Kanye's Gold Digger.
Yep.
In 2017, they were banging Kanye's Gold Digger.
You give me money.
Kanye don't even like that song no more, dude. But anyway.
Jamie Foxx do.
Right, a bank account, dude. They were singing to it, and of course, y'all know how the hook go, and they were word for word with the hook. So people were upset that they used the N-word in the hook reciting a song. They asked Exhibit about it, and he had this to say.
Should they be kicked out of school is the question.
I mean, music is music. You know, I think we got bigger problems to worry about right now. I'd rather them sing along to the song than be treated a certain way by a president. You know what I'm saying? I think we have other ways to express our distaste with racism, you know.
Than going after these girls? Like, we should not go after these girls. No, we should go after the president?
No, that's just a symptom of the bigger problem.
All right, man. First of all, thoughts on the video itself, and then thoughts on what Exhibit said.
Thoughts on the video. I mean,
the girls' video. Yeah, my bad.
Well, I mean, the girls' video. Like, what do I expect from them? They think this cool. Like, they grew up to this. They know what this is about. Kanye West, he's one of our favorite rappers. It's not offensive.
Kim,
say this, it's not offensive. I ain't mad at them. I do respect what Exhibit said when he said that's just a smaller portion of it.
Of the bigger issue.
Yeah, that's a smaller portion of the bigger picture. That ain't got nothing to do with what we fighting against. That ain't got nothing to do with what we got a problem with. Those people on their own that shot the video gonna have to they gotta deal with that.
Right.
Right. Like, they gotta go to work. They gotta deal with black people that they know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They gotta go to school.
Yeah,
gotta deal with that. What we have to deal with is what he's saying on the bigger picture.
I agree, which is the president and a whole bunch of other shit.
Exactly.
Now, I will say this. Number one, this school is in New Hampshire, So maybe they're a couple of years late still listening to Gold Digger. I don't know.
Ain't no maybe to it. That's hot up there.
That's hot. It's popping in New Hampshire. Poppin'. That's fair.
Brand new club in New Hampshire. Boom. Gold Digger.
That's number one. Number two, okay. Am I mad at them? I'm not mad.
Ain't got energy to waste to be mad at them.
I agree. Now, you're 100% right. You know, but it is hella awkward, though.
It is.
That's a fact. Let's be very clear about that. When I went to the Yeezus show, mm-hmm. and he performed Blood on the Leaves, mm-hmm. and, of course, the See Murder rendition on there, the Fuck the Mother Niggas Come, and I'm telling you, every white person in there was word for word.
Right.
That is uncomfortable and odd and cringeworthy.
You mad at them, though?
No, I'm not.
That's what I'm saying.
Because in my opinion, that doesn't equal... What people are trying to say is that them reciting the song equals racism. That's you have to separate them, too. I think it's ignorant for them to do it, but I won't say that they're racist because they did
it. I ain't going to say that it's ignorant for them to do it.
Nah, it's ignorant as fuck.
Nah. It's ignorant. Listen, man, that's... probably some of those people's favorite artist.
Possibly.
Why can I not go to a concert and recite word for word what he's saying?
They in college, they gotta be smarter than that.
Saying that they ain't in college and gotta be smarter than that. I'm saying imagine yourself going to a concert and not being able to relay a Tupac lyric word for word.
I just skipped the word, bro. It's not that deep.
Nah, it's not it is that deep because that's what music is though, bro. Like it ain't like I can say fuck them other blank words because I'm down for them blank words, dude. That it's not that authentic when it go with that, dude.
No, I get it. It doesn't go in melody. It doesn't fit. Yeah. I understand that. But what does my guy on Dissect do when the N-word comes up in the lyric? Does he say it?
I feel like he should ad-lib that. I feel like he should still, like, someone, no, he should have a black friend that's able to say nigga, and he should ad-lib that shit. Because it, I ain't gonna lie, it throws me off.
No, it doesn't.
It do. Bro, no, when my guy from Dissect is breaking down Kanye shit, and he be like, oh, what, N-word. Like, no, say nigga.
No.
Not him. Oh. Somebody that he knows. I want them to say it.
Well, then,
say nigga,
listen,
dude.
At this party that the sorority was at, everybody should have got quiet when the N-word came up, and the one black girl that was in there would have been allowed to say
she
it. They could have made a game about it,
she
dude.
She ain't about that life.
That would have been way cooler.
It would have been five. She ain't about that life. She ain't about that life, though.
She still get the pass, though.
They ain't about that life, and she ain't about that life. See, and that's the thing that, like, people think that it's cool. Like, oh, it's in the rap song, and I can say it, that's cool because I listen to the rap song, and I'm cool. I'm like, no.
It's awkward.
You got to go that far, if you got to be like, well, I can say nigga because I listen to Kanye West, why are you saying nigga?
In the context of the song.
Not even in the context.
Now, I'm not talking about conversation because that ain't what happened. We're just talking about the song.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
If that's a whole other discussion.
Even if you think that in the context of the song that you can say that,
right,
and it's cool because, hey, I'm cool enough to where I know the lyrics and I should be able to ride through and say that. Like, nah.
The beat should have dropped. It should have got quiet. And should have let the black girl say it. And that would have been fly as hell. It would have been funny. Everybody would have been cool and woke.
That would have got more likes. That would have got more retweets.
And they wouldn't be getting investigated by the school.
They would have shook it.
That's what I'm saying. True. By the way, for the record, getting investigated by the school is a little too much. I'm going to keep it real. It's not that deep. It's not that deep at all.
I mean,
when I think investigation, I'm thinking Law and Order, I'm thinking deep shit. It's not that deep. I'm going to come clean. Somebody need to holler at them and be like, hey, y'all tripping. But other than that, it's not that deep. Now, I do agree with what Exhibit said, and TMZ tried to fuck his words up because the very opening sentence of that article is Exhibit defends the white girls at the... No, he didn't.
Which is crap.
Yeah, that wouldn't stop.
That's a TMZ.
Stop TMZ.
That's a TMZ headline.
He didn't. He didn't say that. He said, we've got bigger fish to fry. That's all he said, dude.
Stop. We ain't got to be worried about that.
That's not defending anybody,
exactly,
man. Shut the fuck up. All right, man, before we get out of here, new music, Rhapsody, Layla's Wisdom is out. 12. How you feel about it?
I like that Rhapsody.
It's some slaw, I'm be real.
It's some slaw?
I'm be real.
Don't do that,
She
man.
Let me down, bro.
Just say you don't like it, dude. Don't call that shit no slaw, because she rapping her ass off, though.
She gonna rap her ass off acapella.
All right, that's cool, but I ain't heard no female rapping her ass off like that in a long time, so I can't call it no slaw.
Bro, I can't.
Why you don't like it?
The production.
The beat's banging.
No, they're not. Huh. I went back and listened to Beauty and the Beast because of this, and those beats were hard.
No, they were.
This is giving me, like, why she got Anderson .Paak on 8 songs? Like, one, it's giving me To Pimp a Butterfly, honestly. That's the type of production it's giving me. And we know how I feel about that bullshit.
Unravel the onion layers.
That shit is trash.
You don't like To Pimp a Butterfly, and it sound like To Pimp a Butterfly, but she's saying shit just like To Pimp a Butterfly.
Yeah, Kendrick was saying shit. That's fine.
You don't like that black shit.
I don't like the...
Say I don't like that black shit.
I don't like that production.
No, say I don't like that black shit.
I don't want Anderson .Paak on 7 songs.
I'm cool with you saying you don't like that black shit.
I don't want Belial on 6 songs. I don't want
that black shit. Say I don't like that black shit.
No, I don't like that whack shit.
I ain't black enough to like that black shit.
I ain't whack enough to like this shit. Nah, but shout out to her though. I'm still a fan. I'm a double back though. I'm a running back.
Hey, listen, man.
Relax. It ain't that. Stop.
Nah.
Some look cool, bro.
I know we distinguish the female and male, like, but
yeah, no need.
She rapping her ass off, man.
She can rap her ass
Rhapsody
off.
Rhapsody is cold.
Where's the Knife Wonder shit at, dude? I'd rather take 10 Knife Wonder fire ass beats,
but look,
dude.
No, that's what she you're used to that though. She gotta grow. She gotta get bigger. She gotta we need her to be like,
this ain't the project, bro.
Okay.
This ain't it. Right. Ain't no single on here. This ain't gonna get up bigger. She getting looks because Kendrick featured on the joint.
Right. She's still rapping her ass off.
That's a fact. Can't take that away from her. Also, my boy G Herbo, speaking of rapping his ass off, G Herbo, humble beast.
Is that what he doing?
A little bit. He doing a little bit. It ain't Reasonable Doubt. Nice try, G Herbo.
Damn, something.
But he got some heat on there, man. K Slay came out, Big Brother. Hey, did you check that out? 2 Chainz got a nice verse on there.
A nice verse?
Yeah, it's nice.
This nigga said a nice verse.
It's a nice verse.
This nigga murdered that. Let's go, Chainz. The only other verse in comparison to that is a Scarface verse.
On K Slay?
Tough. Yeah. With the flashing lights or whatever the name of that song is. Scarface verse?
Yeah.
Man, come on.
Votto ripped the song on here on too.
Votto does have a nice verse on that album.
He ripped that. Sway did.
That K Slay manga though.
Slick. Styles P got a mixtape called Styles. Interested in that at all? I'm interested to hear. I'll listen. I'll give it a run.
I follow Styles P on Instagram and Twitter, but I ain't.
Why?
I like Styles.
But then you should listen to his music then. Why would you follow him?
I'm not signing up for the mixtapes, though.
But you want to live his lifestyle? You want to watch him drink juices?
I'm fucking with him because I feel like you're a real nigga on Instagram and Twitter.
Nah, okay, that's fair. All right. And then my boy King Lo's the best rapper alive. I Am Not an Industry Plant EP. That's another shot in Puff, dude. He's going hard at Puff right now. Stop the presses.
You know why?
Let's go.
You know why?
Because he's cold.
Puff has cut him. Puff ain't got nothing to do with him. You know what niggas do when I ain't got nothing to do with you? They want to get my attention. Get the fuck out of my space, dude. I gave you the opportunity. I talked bad to you on the Rick Ross joint. You couldn't capitalize. Get away. Get away from me. Now he's trying to get back in Puff space.
King Lowe's, man. Do your homework on King Lowe's if you're not familiar.
Lowe's can rap, though.
Before we get out of here, what do you have on deck for the weekend? Please say anything other than fucking football, dude.
Nah, I'm not. I'm taking a knee when the shit come on my TV, and I'm watching football. It's what we do on the weekends. Like, what else are you expecting, dude? You going to the movies? You want to see X-Men? Is the new X-Men out?
I'm living. That's what I'm doing. I'm getting out the house.
You're rafting?
I'm in these streets.
Going to canoe? You got a canoe?
I need to go. Would you jump out of a plane?
Would I jump out of a plane?
Yeah.
This weekend instead of watching football? No.
Yes.
No.
Would you do a period? You wouldn't. Would you bungee jump? That means no.
Yeah, absolutely right. That means no.
You wouldn't skydive?
I do the shit, the sky, like where you
the indoor shit.
Yeah, I do that.
That's whack.
I do that tough.
Man, that's
bro, you know, live a little, bro.
I swear, on everything I love, I skydive. Yeah, I put that on everything I love.
Yeah, you saying that now?
Why not?
Why would you,
nigga? It's exhilarating.
What are you
it's
getting
a rush.
Out of skydiving?
A rush. A rush.
Bro, I can get a rush walking out my door every morning, dude.
Nigga, where you live in
Compton?
I can ride
MARTA and get a rush.
You live in Bompton?
I can ride MARTA and get a rush, dude. No. Every day in Atlanta.
That ain't the same rush, buddy.
It is. Promise you.
It ain't the same rush.
But look, man, this is the On Deck TV podcast. We appreciate y'all checking us out every week.
Can I say what I'm doing this weekend?
No, we don't care.
No,
but go ahead.
Give a shit. I'm going to the movies.
See, I'm going to the movies to see some nerd shit. What you got going?
Nah, that Tom Cruise movie look hard though.
What Tom Cruise? What? Oh, with him being the pilot and shit.
So, where he running the dope with the true story?
I'm fucking with that.
That shit look dope.
We might can double date that. I'm fucking with that.
I'm fucking with
y'all
that.
Let me know what y'all doing on it. I'll fuck with that. We can do that. We can do the double date shit on that.
Absolutely. Other than that though, you know, it's work. It's always work. Gearing up for man. Miami.
Y'all seen the snaps in the pictures?
Yeah, don't need to worry about that.
It's coming soon.
But you know we're working. That's
coming
it.
Soon.
Thank everybody for the, I mean, the goddamn comments are going up. The comments and the ratings are going up.
Hey, it's very easy to on comment and rate now since you got the brand new iOS 11.
Yep.
All you got to do is just like click one little thing and leave a comment and we ride.
Absolutely.
So let's do that for the On Deck TV podcast. Also, go to Facebook, leave a comment, subscribe to the Rap Chat. Let us know what you think about the conversation that's going on.
And last thing, I was a guest on, shout out to the Bougie Black Brother podcast.
You gonna do a podcast without me?
Absolutely. That's good crazy. Dude, Michael, Sean, them some good dudes.
Shout out Michael, Sean.
We rated.
Wait, is Michael, Sean one person?
No, okay. It's two people. I should have said Shawn Michaels just to really fuck you up.
Yeah,
it's two dudes, good dudes. They did. I mean, we reviewed Lil Uzi Vert and Dave East. We recorded like 3 weeks ago. I didn't know it was up. That's hating.
Nah, Lil Uzi Vert.
Yeah.
Okay.
We did a deep dive. It's good. I got the link in the bio of this episode. If you're listening to this on iTunes, just scroll up and click.
Y'all
the link.
Check that out, please.
Absolutely. Other than that, we out. We'll see y'all next week
on DTV Podcast.
Good morning. Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.